Good morning, everyone. My name is Miss Christine. Are you ready for stories and jokes? Do you want to learn about construction equipment with me? If you said yes, then I think you're listening to the right radio station. So let's get started. Our first book is called Muck's Muddy Day. This is a Bob the Builder book. You may have heard of him. After a rainy morning, the yard was full of puddles. Bob, Scoop, and Muck had just returned from finishing a job. "Can we go out and play?" Dizzy asked Bob. "That's not a very good idea, Dizzy," Bob said. "You'll get dirty, just like Scoop and Muck." "But it's fun being dirty," cried Muck. Wendy was at the farm, repairing the gutters on Farmer Pickle's roof. "How's it going?" Farmer Pickle shouted up to her. "It doesn't look good," Wendy replied. "You don't just have a broken gutter, there's a crack in the drain pipe, too. Lofty and I have quite a bit of work to do." Meanwhile, to stay out of the rain, Spud had been sitting under a waterproof cover in Travis's trailer. When he noticed that the rain had stopped, he threw back the cover and jumped out. "Thanks, Travis," he said. "I hate getting wet." "I'd better get back," said Travis as he revved up his engine to move forward. His wheel spun around, but he didn't move. He was stuck in the mud. "Oh, I'm stuck in the mud," cried Travis. "Hang on," said Spud. "I'll go get Farmer Pickles." Back at the yard, Bob put on his apron and filled up a bucket of warm, soapy water. It was time to clean the machines, and Scoop was the first to be washed off. Muck huddled up close to Rolly. "I'm glad I'm not first. I don't want to be washed. I love being mucky." "That's why you're called Muck," said Rolly, chuckling. Just then, Bob's cell phone started ringing. When he finished his call, Bob turned to the machines. "That was Farmer Pickles. Travis is stuck in the mud," Bob said. "I can pull him out," cried Scoop. "Your wheels might get stuck too," said Bob. "I think I'll use Muck. Muck's treads are built for this kind of job." "That's lucky," Muck whispered to Rolly. "Now I can stay mucky."
"Bob, can I please come too?" asked Dizzy.
"All right," said Bob.
"Yippee!"
squeaked Dizzy. "Can we help him?" Bob cried out. "Do you know what to say next?"
"Yes, we can," the machines shouted back.
Bob, Muck, and Dizzy took off for the farm.
"Emergency! Woo-woo!"
squeaked Dizzy, pretending to have a siren like a police car. When they arrived at the field, they could see that Travis was really stuck.
"Don't worry, Travis," said Bob. "We'll have you out in no time." Bob tied one end of a rope around Travis's axle and the other end to Muck's tow bar.
"Can you tow it, Muck?" Bob called.
"Yes, oomph," spluttered Muck, struggling.
"I can,"
said Muck, tugging hard. Suddenly, Travis's wheels started to spin, and then they shot forward, sending a shower of mud everywhere. When Travis was free from the mud, Farmer Pickles thanked Bob and Muck. "How about a nice glass of apple juice after all that hard work?" he asked.
"Good idea," Bob replied. He and Farmer Pickles climbed into Travis's trailer. Then Travis led the way to the farmhouse, followed by Muck and Dizzy.
As they rolled along, Spud popped up, holding a big, sloppy mud pie.
"Hey, Dizzy, over here," he called.
Dizzy turned around, and Spud threw the mud pie at her.
Splat! "Ooh, it's squishy," Dizzy squealed.
"Looks like it's your muddy day," Spud yelled, throwing an even bigger mud pie at Muck.
"Mud pie fight!" shouted Muck.
In their excitement, Dizzy and Muck forgot all about keeping up with Travis and Bob. When Bob arrived at the farmhouse, he found Lofty and Wendy finishing the last section of gutters.
"How are you doing?" Bob called up to Wendy.
"Fine," Wendy replied. "Did you manage to pull Travis out of the mud?"
"Yes, Muck did it, didn't you?" Bob said as he turned around to talk to Muck. But the digger machine wasn't there. Where could Muck and Dizzy have gone? Bob wondered. Muck and Dizzy were still playing in the field. If I was as little as you, Dizzy, I'd roll around all day in this squishy mud, Muck said. Whee! Dizzy giggled as she flipped onto her back and rolled in the mud like a little puppy. Suddenly, they heard Bob's voice. Dizzy! Muck! What's going on? He shouted. We were just having a mud pie fight, muttered Muck. We were worried. You better get back to the farm right now, said Bob. Farmer Pickles has a surprise for you. Back at the farm, Bob lined up Muck, Dizzy, and Spud and told them to close their eyes. Oh, I hope it's something really scrumptious, said Spud hungrily. Ready? Bob asked as Wendy and Farmer Pickles went to grab some buckets of soapy water. Oh, what do you think they're gonna do? Ready, Wendy said with a laugh as she dipped her brush into the water and started to wash the mud off Dizzy's mixer. Oh, that tickles, Dizzy said, giggling. Ah, Muck yelled as Bub lathered the machine with soap. Now it's your turn, Spud, said Farmer Pickles. Oh, no, you're not going to get me, cried Spud as he turned to run away and skidded into a muddy puddle. Looks like it's Spud's muddy day, Muck said, and they all laughed. The end. This book is called Good Morning, Digger by Anne Rockwell. Good morning, Digger, big and strong and yellow. Early this morning, I heard you call. Grr, clank, grr, clink, grr, clank, clank. Flatbed brought you to the vacant lot that's full of weeds and broken glass. Flatbed backed and grunted, backed and grunted some more, until you were safe on the ground. Now your big sharp teeth are digging and lifting some more. Grr, clink, all day long. Digging up dirt and digging some more. Look, Mom, look at the hole that Digger dug. Hello, dump truck. Roly roll. Rumble and rattle, says Dump Truck to Digger. Go on, Digger. Keep on digging. Dump Truck will carry away the dirt that you've dug. So dig and dig until Dump Truck is full. Oh, and when he's full, goodbye, Dump Truck. Carry away the mountain of dirt that Digger dug. Then come back to get some more. Roly roll, rumble and rattle, says Dump Truck, rolling away. And then one day, Digger is done. All his helpers build walls of wood around the hole that Digger dug. Soon, Cement Mixer comes to help. Rumble, grumble, turn and turn. Wet, gray cement pours into the hole that Digger dug. Here's Flatbed again. And this time, Tall Crane is riding high. Flatbed backs and grunts, then backs and grunts some more. Finally, Tall Crane is safe on the ground beside the hole that Digger dug. That cement mixer turned into a floor. Tall Crane swings doors, windows, and parts of walls into the air. Up and over again. Digger's helpers in yellow hats stand on the girders to grab whatever Tall Crane swings their way. Digger's helpers keep busy climbing, clanging and banging, welding and hammering. Silver Truck brings them good lunch to eat. Then they're back at work again, climbing and clanging, welding and hammering, until all the work is done. Then Flatbed takes Digger away to go and work in some other place. Goodbye, Digger, I say and wave. And look what's happened to the hole that Digger dug. It turns into a building. Look at the rooms where I can dance and make music, paint pictures or listen to stories. Look at the garden in the middle where we can plant flowers and grow corn on the cob. Now everyone is painting a picture on the wall of our brand new community center. They're building a digger. I need yellow and yellow and lots more yellow. for I'm painting that very good morning when Digger came, calling grr, clink, grr, clink, grr, clink, clink, to dig the hole in the vacant lot that was next door. The end. This book is called Good Night, Good Night Construction Site by Sherry Dusky Rinker. Down in the big construction site, the tough trucks work with all their might to build a building, make a road, to get the job done load by load. The sun has set, the work is done, it's time for trucks to end their fun. So one by one they'll go to bed, to yawn and rest their sleepy heads, then wake up to another day of rough and tough construction play. Working hard to help his team, Crane Truck raises one last beam. Reaching, stretching, lifting high, he swings the beam into the sky. He'll set it down right on its mark, then off to bed, it's almost dark. He slowly folds his boom back in, and then, with one last sleepy grin, he tucks himself in nice and tight, then cuddles up and says good night. Shh, good night, Crane Truck, good night. Spinning, churning all day long, Cement Mixer sings his whirly song. Now, he's weary and so dizzy from the fun that keeps him busy. With one last spin, he pours the load. He's ready now to leave the road. He takes a bath, gets shiny bright, pulls up his chute, and turns off his light. He cuts his engine, slows his drum, and dreams sweet dreams of twirly fun. Shh, good night, Cement Mixer, good night. Dump Truck loves to work and haul. He carries loads both big and small. He moves the dirt from place to place, then dumps it with a happy face. One final load spills on the heap, then Dump Truck's tired and wants to sleep. He lowers his bed, locks his gate, rests his wheels, it's getting late. He dims his lights, then shuts his doors, and soon his engine slows to snores. Shh, good night, Dump Truck, good night. Pushing with his mighty blade, Bulldozer works to smooth the grade. He clears the way to level ground and fills the air with thunderous sound. No one's as tough and strong as he, but now he's sleepy as can be. He puffs some smoke out of his stack, turns off his engine, stops his track. He curls into his soft dirt bed and dreams of busy days ahead. Shh, good night, Bulldozer, good night. Scooping gravel, dirt, and sand, Excavator shapes the land. He digs and lifts throughout the day, but now it's time to end his play. A few more holes to dig in soon, he'll roll to bed beneath the moon. He twirls upon his bumpy track, pulls up his boom, stretches his back. He sets his scoop down on the ground and snuggles up without a sound. Shh. Good night, Excavator, good night. These big, big trucks, so tough and loud, they work so hard, so rough and proud. Tomorrow is another day, another chance to work and play. Turn off your engines, stop your tracks, relax your wheels, your stacks and backs. No more huffing and puffing, team. It's time to rest your heads and dream. Construction site, all tucked in tight. The day is done, turn off the light. Great work today. Now shh, good night. The end. What nice books. But I think you're looking a little too relaxed after that sleepy good night book. Why don't we wake you up again with some jokes? Do you want to hear a construction joke? I'm still working on it. Which construction equipment likes to sleep? The bulldozer. What kind of bird works at a construction site? The crane. What has wheels and flies?
A garbage truck.
How was the construction worker able to see so high?
He craned his neck.
What do you call a construction vehicle that watches a lot of TV?
A show plow.
What dog can jump higher than a cement mixer?
Any dog. Cement mixers can't jump.
So today, I'm sure a lot of you know about construction vehicles, but just in case you don't, we're going to learn about some. First, we're going to talk about a bulldozer. Bulldozers have a big blade on their fronts, kind of like a snow plow. Those blades shave the ground, cut into mountains, and even out bumpy land so it's flat. They're usually the first ones to work on a site when new construction begins. Bulldozers also don't have wheels. They have crawlers or treads instead, which sort of looks like really long tires. This lets them move in mud, and really bouncy land, and even snow. And finally, bulldozers have rippers on their backs. Those are like big claws that can dig up the ground. Next is the dump truck. Dump trucks have a big vessel on their backs, like a truck bed. It carries rocks and soil and snow, driving them away. The vessel can be leaned all the way down with a switch. Then it's easier to take all the rocks and dirt out of it. The next machine is the wheel loader. Loaders have big scoops on their fronts. Think of the scoops as really big buckets. Loaders use those scoops to scoop up soil and rocks and snow and put them onto a dump truck. If the soil and rocks aren't moving too far, then the loader can move it all by itself, raising that bucket very high. The hydraulic excavator, but you might know it as a backhoe, moves on a crawler too, just like the bulldozer. But what's most interesting about a backhoe is that it has a really long arm with a bucket on the end. That's used to dig, or carve, or load. And the last machine we're going to talk about is a crane. Those stretch even higher up than the backhoes. They can reach hundreds of feet high. They can grab things with hooks like when you're fishing, or even magnets in old car dumps. Now that we've learned about different construction tools, why don't we sing a song about them? Do you know the song, The Farmer in the Dell? The farmer in the dell, the farmer in the dell. Hi-ho the derry-o, the farmer in the dell. Yeah? Well, I've got some new verses for you. I hope you'll sing it with me. Are we ready? The backhoe scoops the dirt, the backhoe scoops the dirt. Hey-ho, look at it go, the backhoe scoops the dirt. The dozer moves the dirt, the dozer moves the dirt. Hey-ho, look at it go, the dozer moves the dirt. The loader dumps the dirt, the loader dumps the dirt. Hey-ho, look at it go, the loader dumps the dirt. The dump truck bumps away, the dump truck bumps away. Hey-ho, look at it go, the dump truck bumps away. And our last one. The crane moves up and down, the crane moves up and down. Hey-ho, look at it go, the crane bumps up and down. How about another song? You're going to have to guess which one this is on your own, but I think you can do it. It's called the Construction Worker Song. This is the way we pound our nails, pound our nails, pound our nails. This is the way we pound our nails so early in the morning. This is the way we saw the wood, saw the wood, saw the wood. This is the way we saw the wood so early in the morning. How about turning a screw? This is the way we turn the screw, turn the screw, turn the screw. This is the way we turn the screw so early in the morning. Stacking the bricks? This is the way we stack the bricks, stack the bricks, stack the bricks. This is the way we stack the bricks so early in the morning. And our last one, painting the walls. This is the way we paint the walls, paint the walls, paint the walls. This is the way we paint the walls so early in the morning. That was very good. Thank you for joining me.
What do you think? Are you all songed out? Or can you still sing a little bit more? Yeah? Then let's play some music.
You're my speedy centipede, speedy centipede. You got 100 happy feet walking away. Cracking the asphalt, go in between. Long and black and seldom seen. Legs and feet, a little body too. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. You're my speedy centipede. Speedy centipede. You got 100 happy feet walking away. Under palm trees, hiding away. Silent, shiny, night and day. You can crawl under my shoe. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. You're my speedy centipede. Speedy centipede. You got 100 happy feet walking away. There you are, so small and round. There are millions of centipedes on the ground. Something about the way you do what you do. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. Centipede, I am lonely for you. You're my speedy centipede. Speedy centipede. You got 100 happy feet walking away.
100 happy feet.
You got 100 happy feet walking away.
We're gonna jump, 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 jump around the room, 'cause that's how this game goes. We're gonna jump, 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 jump around the room until the whistle blows. Then stop, freeze, and stay that way till the music starts to play. We're gonna march, 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 march around the room, 'cause that's how this game goes. We're gonna march, 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 march around the room until the whistle blows. Then stop, freeze, and stay that way till the music starts to play. We're gonna gallop, 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 gallop around the room, 'cause that's how this game goes. We're gonna gallop, 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 gallop around the room until the whistle blows. Then stop, freeze, and stay that way till the music starts to play. We're gonna tiptoe, 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 tiptoe around the room, 'cause that's how this game goes. We're gonna tiptoe, 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 tiptoe around the room until the whistle blows. Then stop, freeze, and stay that way till the music starts to play. We're gonna skip, 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 skip around the room, 'cause that's goes. We're gonna skip, 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 skip around the room until the whistle blows. Then stop, freeze, and stay that way till the music starts to play.
And that's all we have today, folks. If you want to read more about construction equipment, why not visit your local library? They'll have all sorts of books to help you out. Anywho, this is Miss Christine signing off. I hope you'll join me next week at the same time. Bye!